5 teachers are forced to transition from the traditional teacher role to the guide on the side role in an AI-powered, cutting-edge charter school where there are no teachers at the front of the classroom and no teachers who deliver academic instruction. But students learn at least 2 times as fast as in the traditional setting. I'm your host, Heather Clayton Staker. Welcome to our show, Lectures on Learning. This is episode 1. A palpable sense of unease hung in the air. It was 7:15 a.m. in Austin, Texas. 5 teachers from an inner city charter school began to pull into the parking lot of the corporate retreat center we'd rented. They exchanged nervous glances, their minds racing with questions about their future and the implications of AI replacing their teaching roles. As I noticed their worried, angry expressions, I wondered what I'd gotten myself into. The teachers stowed their bags along the wall, and I invited them to sit in the circle of chairs and couches we'd arranged around the coffee table in the main room. "Welcome to the Curiosity Quest," I began. "Your school hired me to facilitate a 3-day immersive experience where you sample life in a school where the teacher is critically important, but she is no longer the sage on the stage she has always been. Instead, she's the guide on the side." I paused. I could sense confusion and fear mingled with anger as the teachers glaring at me grappled with the idea that their years of experience and passion for teaching might be rendered obsolete by cold silicon, unfeeling software, and robotic algorithms. In truth, I felt nervous too. The school had given me 3 days to convince these teachers that life as they knew it in their classrooms would never return to how it was, but that their district still needed them, although in an entirely new role. If I didn't convince them and try to launch them successfully into their new role, then my first paid gig with my new company, 21st Century Guide School, would be a flop. And their careers were likely to hit a significant speed bump, if not come to a screeching stop. I didn't want them or me to be out of work. Plus, I believed sincerely and passionately in my message. And so we began. Here's a clip of my feelings that morning.
I am so excited. It's day 1 of guide school. I have 5 teachers from an urban charter school coming to this guide school facility that we've rented to learn how to really transition to being a flex guide in a blended learning model where there is no teacher at the front of the classroom, and instead they're the guide on the side helping students who are driving their own learning. It's a totally different teaching model, and I don't know what these teachers are going to think about it, compounded by the fact that my understanding is that these 5 teachers were told, unless you learn how to be a guide and you're up to the expectation with how we want our guides to be in our flex blended learning model, then we don't know if there's a role for you going forward. So I am excited to meet them, but I'm also worried that they're gonna have a lot of emotion about what they were just told and the fact that their classroom is gonna change and they don't get to be with their students right now. So this will be an interesting learning experience, not only to teach teachers how to take on their new role in an AI era, but also helping them navigate change. And so that's what's ahead for me as their lead guide today.
Before I tell you what happened next, I want to step back and provide context about this moment in the history of K-12 education, why it will be initially painful, but ultimately incredibly necessary, and my predictions for what K-12 schooling will become in the years ahead. First, a perspective on where we are in the history of K-12 education. We can trace the roots of the traditional classroom model back to 18th century Prussia, which introduced a groundbreaking education system that would profoundly influence schooling worldwide. In 1763, Frederick the Great formalized the system with a decree that established one of the world's first compulsory education systems. This Prussian model laid the foundation for many aspects of modern schooling, including the physical arrangement of classrooms that we still see today. The Prussian system was designed to create obedient citizens, soldiers, and workers who could follow instructions and remain devoted to the state. Every aspect of the school, from teaching methods to classroom design, was developed with this goal in mind. The layout featured rows of desks facing a teacher at the front of the classroom, a configuration that facilitated efficient supervision and emphasized the teacher's authority. This arrangement allowed for the simultaneous instruction of large groups of students, reflecting the industrial efficiency prized during that era. As the Prussian education system evolved, it incorporated elements that would become standard in schools around the world. These included professional teacher training, national testing for all students, a prescribed national curriculum for each grade, and even mandatory kindergarten. The system also introduced state certification requirements for teachers in 1810. The abitur, a final examination introduced in 1788, became a prerequisite for entering universities and civil service, further cementing the state's control over education. Despite facing resistance from both the nobility, who feared increased literacy among the lower classes, and the poor, who relied on child labor, the Prussian model spread rapidly through Europe and later influenced education systems in countries like Japan and the United States. Remarkably, the basic structure of students gathering in a physical space to learn from a teacher has remained essentially unchanged. Classrooms still feature desks or tables for students, a central area for the teacher, and tools for conveying information such as boards or screens. The fundamental goal of education, to impart knowledge and skills to prepare students for the future, has also endured. Some people claim that the methods and technologies used to achieve this goal have evolved considerably over the years. For example, schools have invested aggressively in integrating digital tools into classrooms. In 2023, the United States spent $82 billion on so-called ed tech. The global ed tech market is estimated to be roughly 10 times that amount. But despite these investments, the underlying classroom model has hardly shifted. In most schools, we still see age-based cohorts, students moving through a standardized scope and sequence, and teachers delivering lessons from whiteboards, chalkboards, or electronic smart boards from the front of the classroom or to small groups. Students may have laptops or tablets, but they usually depend on the teacher at the front of the room as the primary source of academic instruction. Fast forward to 2008. A book, Disrupting Class, became a bestseller. In the book, Professor Clayton Christensen of Harvard Business School and Michael Horn and Curtis Johnson made a bold prediction about the future of education. They forecasted that by 2019, 50% of all high school courses would be delivered online in some form or fashion. This prediction was based on the theory of disruptive innovation, which suggests that new technologies and business models can rapidly transform industries by initially servicing niche markets and then expanding to displace established systems. The authors believed that online learning would follow this pattern in education, starting with areas of non-consumption, such as advanced courses in rural schools, and gradually becoming more sophisticated and widespread. They anticipated that the flexibility, personalization, and cost-effectiveness of online learning would drive its adoption, fundamentally changing how education is delivered. In a later lecture, I'll go into more detail about the theory of disruptive innovation. But for now, the key insight is that these authors, number one, showed that disruptive innovation is a special kind of innovation with the unique power to transform an industry fundamentally, not just evolve it. And number two, the invention of online learning, online lessons, online apps, and so forth is following that pattern of disruptive innovation. When we marry these two insights, we get a striking finding. Our world has in its hands a once-in-a-millennium invention with the rare potential to fundamentally transform how humans learn. Clayton Christensen and Michael Horn started a think tank, the Christensen Institute, shortly after publishing Disrupting Class, and I joined the Institute as a research fellow shortly thereafter. I've been following the disruptive innovation of computer-based online learning ever since. This brings me to my second point. Classrooms are starting to be disrupted by online learning as never before. It will be initially painful, but it's incredibly necessary. When I say online learning is transforming brick-and-mortar classrooms, I'm not referring to the broadly common phenomenon of integrating ed tech into conventional classrooms. That is not a disruptive innovation. That only adds bling and enhancement to our traditional Prussia-era model. Instead, the disruption that's helpful to understand for everyone who cares about education is the arrival of technologies that replace the instructional role of the human teacher entirely. I'm talking about adaptive software that's good enough to adjust to each individual's amount of working memory, the breadth of their knowledge trees, their gaps from the past, and their stamina. Picture software that's so powerful, it's like a world-class tutor who can sit alongside each student to instruct him, motivate him, and encourage him.
Education is changing, and you can lead the way. The Guide School Kickoff Course trains teachers to become AI-powered guides in flexible, student-led classrooms. Empower your students and transform your role. Start now at guide.school/kickoff. See you there.
Based precisely on his needs at the moment. With the arrival of artificial intelligence, the technology to bring about this vision is directly upon us. So imagine a parent has two options for his or her student. Option A is a teacher at the front of the classroom whom the parent can't select and who may or may not be an effective instructor. The student will sit in classes for 6 hours to learn the curriculum. It's up to the student to sink or swim. If the student doesn't understand, or if the student already knows the topic, some adjustment might be made. But in many cases, the student will continue with the same scope and sequence, with the same classmates and the same course. Yeah. Option B is an in-person classroom where the student spends 2 to 3 hours with AI-powered adaptive software, helping him or her reach full mastery of every subject. The software adjusts in countless ways to ensure the student is becoming as smart and knowledgeable as that student can become. Meanwhile, a human guide ensures individual support, encouragement, and connection. The human guide also ensures the student has 3 to 4 hours of collaborative time in class for group projects, group discussion, outdoor play and sports, art, field trips, theater, and all the other essential human interactions. Now, some parents would choose option A. It's familiar and classic. But a growing number will and are choosing option B. In the next decades, we are going to see more and more students, parents, and societies opt for this new way. I must underscore here that the choice is not between teachers and no teachers. Rather, we're choosing between teachers in the role of instructors at the front of the classroom versus teacher in the role of mentor, coach, game maker, and guide in a classroom where the students have more flexibility, personalization, and freedom. As this AI-powered vision becomes real, we face a striking future. Many parents will be attracted to option B, which in technical terms is called a flex model. Many students are going to find that they are smarter than they thought. They just were stuck in an ineffective, inflexible, time-consuming, and quite frankly, boring model. Many states and nations will discover that AI-powered flex classrooms give them a major competitive advantage. We are at a tipping point in education. We are confronted by the opportunity to make a stunning, disruptive transition. Will we take it? My third point is that education will look different in the years ahead. Assume that the disruptive innovation, flex schooling, gains steam. There are two paths for how it might unfold. The first path continues to include the brick and mortar schools we see in every neighborhood. Those buildings and the people in them are not disrupted or replaced. Our legacy system is too cemented in, literally, to depart from that form factor. What will change if this path proves dominant is how schools work at the classroom level. If you tour a classroom in the next few years, you'll see students doing a mix of independent work online in private workspaces in their classrooms, and then shifting to collaborative work, games, sports, and other activities with their peers for the remaining classroom time. The alternative path the disruption might take is that small, neighborhood-based micro schools, learning pods, schools in churches, and schools in corporate office parks disrupt our existing school buildings and school institutions. If this path is dominant, then the disruptive innovation of AI-powered adaptive online learning will make it possible for students to learn just as much, if not more, from a small, safe micro school than from a large, comprehensive, traditional public or private school. Over time, the large comprehensive schools of today will fade away as micro schools become the norm. So in summary, some experts see the disruption happening at the classroom level, whereas some others see it happening at the school level. Regardless of which prediction you choose, one thing is the same in both versions of disruption. The role of the teacher shifts from sage on the stage to guide on the side. Teaching in the AI era is radically transformed. I regret the teachers who are paying for traditional teacher college degrees right now. They will see their skills become obsolete sooner than they think. So, what happened to the five teachers from the charter school? I began this episode telling you about five traditional teachers who came to guide school last week because their failing school decided to shift overnight from conventional instruction to a flex model with AI-powered software-based instruction nestled in a supportive in-person classroom environment. I needed to show these teachers that they were not alone in their plight, that many other schools are shifting to an AI-based instructional model, and that the teacher role would still matter in the years ahead. I wanted them to see that although they wouldn't deliver instruction anymore, they would have vastly more time to support, coach, and uplift each of their students than they had had in the past, plus offer their students more time for projects and talents. I hoped they would start to shift from seeing their predicament as a threat to seeing it as an opportunity. In this episode, I won't go through all the activities, discussions, tears, and triumphs we shared over those 3 days to endeavor to bring about this shift, but I will share a few things that these teachers said at the end of the 3 days. Listen to their closing reflection with me.
What I will say is this particular training helped me with a skill set that I had not acquired yet.
Yeah.
And it was how to find peace in the unknown, or how I would say how to be open to the gifts of change,
yes,
in the midst of the unknown. You incorporated it into the lesson in the modules today, and you mentioned it, but I can really say that this experience has forced me into discomfort, but in the end, I am open to the gifts of change, and so I want to say thank you. Because I mean, this has been a skill set that I've struggled with for some time, but now I can say, really, I have been taught how to do that through your model. Yeah.
Putting myself in the shoes of the learner, because we're implementing this in the classroom, and I've seen my students do it, but I didn't know what that experience felt like for them. So it was really good to put myself in that activity. Happy to be a part of something that's new, fresh, and excited. That's kind of where I like to be. Like, anyway, so thank you. Appreciate the experience, and I'm grateful to have done it with the Lakes, with Ray Tate.
But what I did learn is, you know, from watching all these modules and seeing everything that it has, that the flex model actually has to offer, I learned that a flex model, when used properly, is helpful to both the students and the teachers. It helps us build, you know, deeper connections by actually cutting out that time to do so. It helps us focus more on their academics by giving them those individualized plans. So it, I feel like the flex model honestly just grows your position as a teacher, where originally I did come in feeling like I'm losing part of me.
Yeah.
So yeah, it definitely changed my mind over the course of these 3 days. And that was something for me to take away.
Thank you, Evan. Thank you, Evan. Sarah, would you mention now?
Sure. Building to that, I wrote down that some of the world method is essential for journeying. We don't need to break often. My very tough one was what I remember coming in and being here the past few days is a way I can contribute in the guide journey is by coming in with a positive, open mind. And that there's so much out there in education, like Linda Darling, learning all this, not just in traditional, you know, education, but there is so much out there. And also in the wonderful world of sourdough bread making, that was great. Those are the things I wrote down.
We've placed discussion questions in the show notes you can use with your staff or town halls to deliberate about the ideas from this episode and their implications for schooling in your local neighborhoods. I hope you will take away from this episode greater clarity about the disruption of K-12 education that is taking place right now as an unstoppable transformative force. The bright potential for more effective, efficient, and engaging schools if we channel this disruption to its highest manifestation, and the radical change that the teaching profession faces in the year ahead. Thank you for joining me today.
Education is changing, and you can lead the way. The Guide School Kickoff Course trains teachers to become AI-powered guides in flexible, student-led classrooms. Empower your students and transform your role. Start now at guide.school/kickoff. See you there.